Now, here is James McGarry to introduce our first set of news stories.
As Bridget said, next Thursday and Friday are public holidays to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The Evening News has been preparing readers for the event, and we will start this week with a summary of some of the events planned in Norfolk. The celebrations in the city of Norwich are expected to see bumper sales in the city centre, and in Eaton Park there will be food from around the world on Saturday the 4th of June. Norwich City Football Club has not been celebrating. They lost their last match of the season 5-0 at home, and some protesters have been calling for change at the very top. Between the Norwich City ground at Carrow Road and the Chatterbox office is the Carrow Road Bridge over the River Wensum. Its proposed closure to weld the bridge shut has been put on hold, and we will hear in the letters section this is a controversial issue. Here is Bridget with the first article on the Jubilee preparations.
Norfolk holds a special place in the heart of Queen Elizabeth II, and the county is set to pull out all the stops to celebrate her Platinum Jubilee. Beacons will blaze across the region on Thursday, June the 2nd, on the first night of the four-day bank holiday weekend. More than 80 lightings, large and small, are planned across the Norfolk, from stately homes to farmers' fields and from cliff tops to market squares. Thousands of other beacons will be lit across the nation and around the world. One of the largest events in Norfolk will be at the Queen's Sandringham Estate, where a beacon will be lit at dusk. The event is fully booked. Sandringham sees 4 days of celebrations, starting with a sold-out Jubilee tea earlier on June the 2nd. Soprano superstar Catherine Jenkins, OBE, will perform in Sandringham Royal Parkland on Friday, June the 3rd, with special guests the Military Wives Choir, a symphony orchestra, and traditional proms finale. On Saturday, June the 4th, the House and Gardens will be opened for pre-booked tours, while a special exhibition, Her Majesty the Queen at Sandringham, An Exemplary Reign and a Unique Country House, will also be on display. During the evening, there will be a sold-out live screening of Platinum Party at the Palace. On Sunday, June the 5th, the weekend will conclude with a pageant showcasing 7 decades of motoring, live music and aerial displays alongside food and drink, antique markets and a vintage fair. Events large and small across Norfolk are featured on a special dedicated Platinum Jubilee website, www.platinumjubileenorfolk.org. The Lady Danet, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, said, "The Queen is deeply loved here in Norfolk. To demonstrate our affection and enormous gratitude for Her Majesty's 70 years of remarkable service, we have put together a very special series of events to honour a very special lady. Please join us at as many events as you can. I can think of no better way of honouring Her Majesty the Queen during her extraordinary Platinum Jubilee year than this. Dozens of road closures have been approved across Norfolk, showing how the county will celebrate the unique occasion."
A once-in-a-lifetime citywide celebration will see the High Street raking in the cash as folk celebrate the Platinum Jubilee. Bosses are eagerly awaiting the bumper bank holiday marking Queen Elizabeth II's 70th year as monarch. And with a four-day weekend on the cards, the spend is set to give us a much-needed boost to bottom lines. The Norwich-based Centre for Retail Research has estimated there will be an additional total spending of £408.29 million across the country, generated by the Jubilee in the 3 months surrounding the celebrations. Souvenir spending at £281.55 million will be more than half this total, including 6 million mugs, 10 million flags sold, as well as royal decorations and models. In order to attract customers during the Jubilee weekend, city traders are pulling out all the stops to mark the occasion. Two Magpies Bakery in Timber Hill will be producing 8 additional sweet treats for the weekend, including English Trifle Pavlova, Queen of England Gingers, a fresh fruit Pim's Tart, and a 7-tier cake. Joint owner Steve Magnall said, "It has probably taken us 4 to 5 months in terms of designing some of the products." The appropriately named Queen's Head in Heatherset is having a double celebration, as it also marks the 20th anniversary of the Boozer on Friday, May the 27th. Richard and Philippa Bond are introducing a special Jubilee-themed menu for their pub, which will include corned beef hash, coronation chicken, Spam fritters, jam roly-poly, and a Jubilee trifle. Also on the menu is Walton Pie, named after wartime Minister of Food and Minister of Reconstruction Lord Walton, who saw the dish in his name created due to rationing of meat, leaving just vegetables for ingredients.
Forget finger sandwiches and scones and enjoy food from around the world at Party in the Park, coming to Norwich for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The free event will take place in Eaton Park on Saturday, June the 4th, from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m. It has been organised by the Norfolk Black History Committee in collaboration with Norfolk County Council. The event will celebrate the diverse community in Norwich with live music, DJs, stalls, a craft market, a raffle, and global food. The live music lineup includes the African Choir of Norwich, Cuban maestro and percussionist Jose Ferreira, and opera and classical singer Emma Newell. Eunice Amon, chair of Norfolk Black History Committee, said, "We have a beautiful bunch of people in Norfolk helping us, all committed to helping others. Together we will deliver a fantastic atmosphere and an unforgettable event." Norfolk Black History comprises of volunteers and associate members who engage the community in the celebration of Black history throughout the year.
A small number of fans protested outside Carrow Road calling for ownership to change hands after another embarrassing defeat to end the season. The Canaries' dismal season in the top flight ended with a 5-0 drubbing by Tottenham. After the game, around 60 fans gathered and several flares were set off during the protests, with one catching fire. Chants of "Delia out" and "Stuart Webber, get out of our club" rang around Carrow Road, referring to majority shareholder Delia Smith and the club's sporting director. Hundreds of fans exited the game early, and many believe it won't quite be plain sailing getting back into the Premier League. Mick Castle, 72, said, "The Championship is a tough league and I just can't see that resilience there with this team. I'm not a fan of Stuart Webber and I think Delia has spent all the money she's got. I'm a bit depressed, really." The poor performances all season long have seen City score just 22 points and concede 84 goals. Graham Winter, 59, said, "It's not good enough, nowhere near good enough, but I can't see anything changing. It seems like Delia and Webber will stay."
The controversial welding shut of a Norwich bridge has been put on hold following accusations it would have broken a 102-year-old law enshrining the right for tall boats to visit the city. Norfolk County Council had intended to spend £150,000 this summer to fix Carrow Bridge, which can lift to allow vessels to pass on the River Wensum beneath it into place. But that triggered a row between County Hall and the Broads Authority. The dispute came about after the Council's Conservative Cabinet agreed that work could be done this summer to fix the bridge into place for a temporary period of 5 years. The council's thinking was that welding it in place would save on maintenance costs, because deck panels would not come loose so often due to traffic. But Section 61 of the Norwich Corporation Act 1920 states the bridge must be able to open to allow vessels to pass to access the Port of Norwich. Norfolk County Council's discussions with the Broads Authority are ongoing.